Over here, we're going to be at Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Mishnah. We're going to be at Perek Beis, Mishnah Alba Harris Azza Nereis Begar Moni Kea. What in the world does that mean? Over here, the Rav. Harris Garmoni, Baharis Garmoni, Love and Beyoisa. Ubaharis Azza Kishalig Nereis Lakea Betoech Love News. Wait, Nechmal. Baharis Garmoni, Love and Beyoisa. Garmoni means very, very white. Yeah, very white. Ubaharis Azza Kashalig Nereis Bo. Kea mitoich liv nonis yisera shebibisaroi upoitrin oisoi. What in the world does this mean over here? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's do the Hagdam Ik Mufarshim. Perkeinu oisek biriyas nugoim ba'anoshim shainim uvizman umokim horiya. Different types of people and different places, different zmanim. Oh, this is the anoshim, zman, and mokim. Okay, so Beheres Azza, or Beheres Azza, Nereis. The holiest day, the holiest place, the holiest Jew. Zman, Oilam Shana. Right? Zman, Oilam Shana Nefesh. Oilam is location, Shana, Oilam is location, Shana is Zman, and Nefesh is person. Yom HaKippurim Lifnai V'Lifnim is Oilam, the holiest day of the year, the holiest makom, and the holiest person. Is the all three come together? V'Yachut HaMishulosh Lo B'Meher Yimachik. So Beheres Azza.
Now. Garmoni means someone from Germany? No. Garmoni is a location or Garmoni is a...
Garmoni Kea. So what is Beheres Azza? What is it over here? I don't know what it looks like. So Beheres Azza, Nereis B'Garmoni Kea. Ah, it's a place. Ah. So he's saying very good. He's saying it's the place, Garmoni. Now you know that now the holiest place, the holiest Ma'an Makam, it's the Agudas Yisrael of America. The office building. It was the Naya Chodesh HaKadoshim of the Klal Yisrael. I wanted to say by the Kinnis, Ravoisai, Yama Tisha B'Av, a Naya Kabbalah Satera. Baheres Azza Nereis B'Garmoni Kea. It looks dull. The Akea Bakushi Azza. Akea Bakushi is Azza. Rav, Akea Nereis Bakushi, Mitoch Shem, so, oh, a person. So Garmoni is loving me. Oh, no, Garmoni is a person. Baheres Azza Nereis B'Garmoni, it's a person. It's a person. It's a person, not a place. It's a person who comes from that place. Like someone told me today, my shay told me murder kibbutz. He told me rush a hakei hashinov. What does that mean? Take out a shin, shinov, blush and rabim. Take out. It's not a perfect var, but take out the shin from the rasha. What do you get? Ra. The goal is take out the rishus from the rasha. You don't have to take out the ra. A rasha blay a rasha. Take out the rishus. There's two dinim in the rasha. There's the rishus and there's the ra. Take out the rishus. If you take out the shin from the Russia with Ra, he's an evil person, but he's not a Russia. There's a chilik between Ra and Rishus. Rishus is the active. It's like the living version of Ra. Like a vaccine is the dead version of the disease. Rishus is the living version of the disease. If you take out the Rishus from the Russia, Numemela will eventually. The Ra will go away. You like that Vart? Not my Vart. Son of my shit told me that Vart today.
I think my kids must have said it once at the Seder.
That Vart? No, he told me it's the original Vart. It's the original Vart. I never heard that.
You take out the shin, you get from Russia, you get Ra.
From the word Russia. You take out the shin from the Russia.
Right.
Never heard this word before.
Yeah.
You hear about Gematrius, this, that, this. No, this is an original art. I never heard this before. The reason why it's original is because it doesn't really fit. It says Shinov, Beloshen Rabim. That's why you never heard it. It's not really accurate because it's missing part of the art. Okay, Vaida. Baharis Azza Nereis B'Garmoni is a person. A person who's a Garmoni. He has very white skin. Rav, Lovan B'Yoyser. Very, very white. Look at the Tiferes Yisrael. Garmoni, Perish, Rav, Lovan B'Yoyser. Is very white. Umiyuchus el ho'etzem. Miyuchus, the word is miyuchus to the bone. Ah, asher shmo garma. A bone means garma, right? A garma. That's an Aramaic word somewhere in the Talmud Bavli. Somewhere there in those 2,711 pages, it says the word a garma. It means a bone. A bone. Therefore, it means a bone is white. A white bone. So it says over here is that the person has a very white skin. He's a white man. This is mamash a racist Mishnah. This is mamash a racist Mishnah. They're white and black. Kushi. This is, I don't know what the woke society is going to say about this. This is like mamash the spitz. Google will take this down soon from the internet. Anytime it says a Mishnah, the whole Mishnah is nice. Beheres Aza, nearest Bigarmoni. A Beheres Aza can be seen, Bigarmoni, a very white person, Eskeh Dol. The Akea, a Beheres Eskeh Bakushi, is Aza. When you have a Beheres Kea on a Kushi, then it looks very strong. Because in other words, the side over here is the backdrop. A nega is nishtam a nega. Everything in this world is always dependent upon its environment. You need a setting. The ring, the diamond, is only as beautiful as the setting. A man is only as successful as the backdrop of his wife. If his wife puts him on a pedestal, that creates a good man. If a wife that puts you into the ground, then you can have all the milas. If your wife puts you in the ground, you're nothing.
The dermatologist, so it's very hard to become a dermatologist because it's umnas kalav and a key, and they pay a lot of money, and they, and there are no emergencies, and it's very good. So I remember when I went to medical school in downstate, there were some guys that wanted to go into dermatology. The irony is that when they train at Kings County and in Brooklyn, you see, only the cushion. You don't see that, and the science of dermatology in the blacks is different. They're different than the whites. So, rove of their training, they see, the blacks. But when later on, when they go practice in Cedarhurst or Park Avenue, rove of their training is, rove of the clientele is white. So it's always an interesting dichotomy.
Amazing what it says over here.
But over here, say it in the. That's exactly what the mission is saying.
By Harris as hafeich ba'feich b'dukulaba. By Harris as a nidis b'garmoni kaya. By Harris as even though it's as it looks by garmoni a white person. Garmoni is lashon of garma means a white bone kaya. V'hakaya b'akushi is as a. Rabbi Yishmael Eloi Mer b'nei Yisrael ani kapara son. I am their kapara. Who's Rabbi Yishmael? This is Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. This is the tata from the ben Ubas Rabbi Yishmael.
This is the
Barcheni Rabbi Shmuel. Tanya Omar. So he was also Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Pamachas nichnasti lefnai Avram Fried. This is Avram Fried. Straight double fairish. And yotzni per kotsha shel Avram Fried. Tanya, what's the marmal? Avram Fried. So he's talking same Rabbi Shmuel. Does given the Zelda Rabbi Shmuel? How you talking in the 21st century? He lived so long to the time of Avraham Fried.
Is this the same Rabbi Shmuel that became a kusi at the end?
What? Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rabbi Yochanan. That was Chanukah story. We're now holding Tisha B'av. We're holding Chanukah now. This Rabbi Shmuel, he lived so long from time of the Gemara all the way to the Avram Fried's door. Are you talking? Yeah, Taka, that's a gate us. Arichas Yom. Toire is Chaim. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer. B'nei Yishol Anika Porosan. I am their atonement. Harehein ke eshkiroya. They are like an what's an eshkol? Let's go back to the rock. Harris got money, love me Yosef. Harris Azak Shalik Veniris Begayim Mitech Al Levanus Yosef Shemesar Poyd Roisai. So the Poyd Roisai. The Nachma Bagar money, love on Biyoser, or by Harris Azak Kashaleg Niris by Kaya Mitech Lav Nunis Yoser Shemesaroi. Umemele Upoytrin Oisa. Amazing piece of Mishnah. that depending on the color of your skin, you get dispensations. But if you're black, Vakeya niris bekushi aza mitoach shebesar shachar umaskir noisay debasa besar shel nir azlina. This is mamish, a racist Mishnah. Mamish, if you have black skin, you go straight to jail. That's what it says here, based on the color of your skin. This is an amazing Mishnah. Present this in court. You can present this exhibit A. Mamish says in the Mishnah, it says over there, they have black skin. That's right. You judge by the color of your skin. Don't tell me you're not judged by the color of your skin. That's what it says. It's befer shel. You have the same exact nega. The same exact nega, but if you have black skin, go straight to jail. If you don't have black skin, then you go free. You go free. No? It's unbelievable. This is the legitimacy, coming to legitimize racism. No? Is that what it says? Can't deny it.
This is talking about before your Maisa Mashiach, in the time of Mashiach, Lola Mara Ain of Yishpan. Lola Mara Ain of Yishpan. You know, he's not...
The king. Martin Luther. This mission was before Martin Luther. Martin Luther, the king. Then we have a Nayadin, Nayatayah. A Nayatayah is a tremendous Kiddush. Tremendous Kiddush. It's Masha Ritz over here. I can't believe I'm reading over here. Weiter, wer kehr war gut, aber doch schon soll ich sagen, das Kind soll dabei bei next. Bring schon Annika Prosen, mit doch schribos und heute Annika Prosen Klima, kolo einisch, schroi lovei allehen, ani me kabel al atsnik de le gap allehen. Schein beinoinem, schein beinoinem u me mutzoim. His machaper, der beinoinem. Und what's the base over here? Lefish rots la haske negat sadas bi Israel. Nakar hay lishna ani kaparosan, because he didn't want to go and say anything bad about the Jewish people. Memela, that's why he says I'm their kapara. He doesn't want to. Cause
it's fantastic that Gemara and Brachas talks about negayim, whether or not they're yisurin shalahava or not. The Gemara and Brachas daf hey talks about whether or not negayim is yisurin shalahava or not. So the Gemara, so it has a machlokes. The Gemara says that Mizbeach Kapara they are, but Yisurin Shalahava they're not. I mean, that sometimes Yisurin Shalahava, so according to Rashi's definition over there, Yisurin Shalahava means it comes on you for no particular reason, Rak Lahava Schar. According to the Ramban, Yisurin Shalahava come upon you to be Mechapra for a Shogig that you don't know about. So over here, this is very interesting. So there are Mefarshim that say that Negoyim is considered Yisurin Shalahava because the person didn't do anything wrong himself, but nevertheless he's willing to accept Yisurin upon himself to be Mechaper for the Klal Yisrael, as they say. Uh-huh. So that's exactly right. So that's what the Rav is saying. I'm going to take the Tzaras. I didn't do anything in the Gemara in Erchon on the, you know, the 13 or the 16 things that say bring on Tzaras. But nevertheless, I'm willing to be, quote, the Mizbeach Kapara, the vehicle for Klal Yisrael, to have Kapara through my Negoy.
Pili Ploim. Weiter. Unbelievable. I hear you saying. You're being a murder gestaltzer. Murder gestaltzer. Reulitvus. It's not where it's saying. It's not where it was. Royal authority time.
Royal it fum. Royal it fum from Arixa.
It's Roy for tourney time. Weiter. Weiter tomorrow. Weiter. So the Ani Kavras Harini Harini Ki Eshkiroya. What's Keshkiroya? Now we're right in the Rav. They're being the enim noitim laachas mishtei haketzais. They're benoinim umimutzoim, and they're in the middle. They do not go turn. They're not extremists. Yidden are not. They're not polarized. They're not extremists. Different generation. I guess he was from a different time with the Seitzer thing. They're not.
What does this have to do that Klal Yisrael was not deserving of it, sir?
No. So he's saying since let's say because he's going to say something now that's very controversial, very very. Very, very talk about Jews that are black. Talk about Negat Saras. So he wants to give a Hagdama, something nice. Before you say something bad, you always do something nice. Before you do something bad, you have to do something nice. That's what they say about the Yavama. What does the Yavama do? She's mevaza the brother-in-law. She spits on him. She spits on him. Before she spits on him, she's mechabit him. The gres to cover you give a person is to be a slave. What does a slave do? You take off their shoes. When the master comes home from the house, the slave, he sits down in the chair, and the slave takes off the master's shoes. So the Yavama is going to spit on her brother-in-law. Does the ultimate busha, says in the Torah of Yavia, Yoroik Yorak Bifaneha, Haloisi Koleim Shivasam. The gres de busha is to spit at someone. So the Yavama is going to spit at him. You good for nothing. You don't want to go help your brother. Before she's mevazah him by spitting on him, she has to mechabed him. You should know, I hold from you the velt. You're roy to be my master. I take off your shoes as a sign of kovod. Now I have to give you musa. But the musa has to be mitoch kovod. So therefore, v'cholza naloi, to be mechabed him, like a shivcha. And the musa is mitoch ahava. And then the yorka b'fonecha, kocha yasel ishalo yivnes beisachiv ana, beisachiv. Vaita. So here we are.
So then these last few words in the Rav are telling us that b'nei Yisrael, shehen shehen b'nenim u'mumutzan, v'enam no t'machas, which takes us that basically Jews are not white-skinned or they're not dark-skinned, right?
Right.
Jews are just colored in the middle.
That's what it seems to say.
Just right.
Like Goldilocks. Goldilocks. Just like not too hard, not too soft, not too tall, not too short. Benoini.
Now I understand Pshat in Disney, it's a small world after all. You know, you ever hear the ride? It's a small. So they have. They have little figurines and puppets, and you know, and they're singing and they're dancing, and it's built in the Disney style, from all different countries and all different nationalities, and it's everyone's favorite thing at Disney. You know, it's homey. There's no fancy technology. But the fact is that they see themselves in there. The person from Holland sees themselves in there. The person from Germany sees them. The person from Africa sees themselves. The person from Japan sees themselves in there. So that's why everyone likes it because they're acknowledged.
Covered. The ikar is covered. Toss the ikar. Oilam covered yibane. Right. What's more choshev? Cover the money. Covered. How do you know? Because people spend a ton of money to get covered. That's poshut. I once, on a certain day of the year, you know, they did something, so I would give them a compliment. I would send them an email, like a yeshu koyach. Like, it was that day of the year. I didn't send them the compliment because whatever, I wasn't really connected anymore to them. The person sent me an email, basically alluding to, like, I need the compliment, please. I couldn't believe it, and it really struck me. People really need chizuk. People need, like, they need attention. Like it really, it's like, you know, it's very silly. They say that a cemetery. They say that in the Kabbalah Sfarim, you go to the cemetery, and you say, "I'm giving 25 cents for the Aliyah of your neshama." The neshama goes crazy. The neshama, the hana. Someone thought about me. It's like the loneliness of the neshamas, they're extremely lonely. And when someone says yiskar, it's like a breath of fresh air. Someone thinks about you. It's very true. See, Russian people are married. Most of the world, most of the Yidden, they're married. So they're not lonely people. They have someone to fight with. An El to the Bacha. It's lonely sometimes, you know, it's lonely. It's lonely. You wake up in the morning, you look at the email. Like, mamash, yearn. I know I yearn for a personal, someone sent me a message. Not stupid. Not talking about the automated. These automated. I get at least 200 emails a day. All pure, unadulterated garbage. Automated garbage. How often do I get someone actually looked up my email and sent me a message? Once a week, right. Not even. Like a mamish, but I look for it the whole week.
But think about all the education you get from all the crap that they send you. Think about how much smarter you get from all the
Mamish. Baita, Mishnah. Esh, what's Eshkeroya? What is Eshkeroya? I don't know what this word means. Eshkeroya. What is Eshkeroya? You know what the word means? I know what the word means. I never heard this word. Loy shechoyim v'loy levan, they're not black, they're not white. Ela bei no niyim. Rabbi Akiva Omer yesh latza yorim samimonim. There are the painters. They have ingredients shehein tzorim tzuyos shechoyrois. They make images of black. Ulevanois ubei noy niyos. Mevi sam bei no ni. Umakiva mibachutz. You bring a sam, a dye that's bei no ni. Umakiva you surround mibachutz. This say roeh ba bei no ni, and then you can look at it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Marois Negoim Lahakel Avolil Lahachmir Yeroeh Hagar Moini Bivsaroi Lahakel VeYakushi BaBeinoni Lahakel VaChacham Omer Ze VaZe BaBeinoni. So it seems there are four opinions. You see, talking is a very nice chart over here.
Rabbi Yehuda was woke.
He was woke.
Rabbi Yehuda was woke.
Okay, so there are four different opinions. You have a chart over here. Before we go, let's see the Rav. We'll see the chart. Let's see the Rav first. Rav here says, "Rav loy lavanivle b'lishchadim ella ke'eshkerayash." Ain't loy lavanivle shachar. The word eshkeray means gray, I guess, right? Gray. What is in the middle of white, white and black? Gray. Gray matter. Gray matter. What's called gray matter? What is that? I don't know. Gray. Azur states, "Gray eshkeraya limin shel let's say ella ke'eshkerayash." Ain't loy lavanivle shachar eshkeray min shel eres. It's wood. Attack it. There rings the bell. Ding ding a bell. Eshkroya means a certain type of gray, of a tree, a type of eres. Okay, Tashur is Eshkroya, because some of you shmol the b'mashem shemitar ha'echad mitanim kulam. So he says the b'mashem mitaher ha'echad mitanim kulam.
Look at the pasuk in Yeshaya. I don't want to. Let's see what the word is.
Tashur. The targums of Tashur. So whatever it's wood, whatever this is.
If I was reading it quickly, I would have said Minshal Ored. But Ered is the type of Ered is the wood.
I just see one thing when I see this. When I see Tasher, Aser Tasher, money, Kesef. This thing in my phone is doing very funny things over here. It says over here, Birkas Hashem. Where's this pasuk over here? In what sefer? This isn't weird. Where Yeshayahu? Yeshayahu? I don't even have it over here. Se Ashur. So I have it over here, and the computer doesn't find it. Saf Al. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Se Ashur. It says in Isaiah, "Etain b'midbar eres sheet of hadas, the eight shemen osim b'arava b'roish titar usa ashur yachtov." Okay, this is a pasuk describing, "I will plant cedars in the wilderness, as asias." What's that? Asias and myrtles.
No. It's pronounced akasha. Akasha.
Akasha. You pronounce the S.
A-C-A-C-I-A, right?
There's an S. There's an S at the end.
Acacia.
Acacias? There's an S. Plural. A-C-A-C-I-A-S.
Yeah.
A-C-I-C-I-A-S.
Acacias.
Okay, acacias and myrtles. A myrtle and oleasters. I will set cypresses in the desert, box trees and elms as well. So it's a box tree. Usa Ashur, he translates a box tree. A box tree, as Zohar states. Rabbi Nigul was a box tree.
Okay, hold on, just write this for 1 second. I gotta go move the car. But I'm listening to you.
It says here a box tree. I have over here a box tree. Okay, it's called a box tree. Okay, it's called a box tree.
Okay.
Okay, I send you a picture of a box tree. Okay, weiter. Weiter over here. So, Levana was going to Elke Shoy, Gershon, Elke Lishal, Eshker, why have I been in the areas of Vavayim, Sasha, Achshur, Shkor, because of Rabbi Yishmol, the Basha, Mitar, Ha'echad, and Shmitar, and Kulam. So, Yishmol holds, because of Rabbi Yishmol, the Basha, Mitar, Ha'echad, Mitar, and Kulam, the Basha, Mitar, Ha'echad, Mitar, and Kulam. You have to have equality. There's no racism. Yeah. Over here, we don't want any racism. The Kaimar of Yishmol, Rabbi Kiva, Bechad, the Shitasa, he says a Chiddush. Now Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, either with four opinions, they're going, there's going to be one Shita. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and there's no Mazach. Okay, weiter. Tzayadim, what are Tzayadim? Umanim, Umanin. Umanin means workers, Shemitz, craftsmen, Shemitzayrin, Tzayroi, Tzuroi, Slanoi, beautiful pictures. Kabei noini, kesam habei noini, like a sam that's in the middle. Marois nigoim lehakel. The time of Yehud mefarish b'gitaris kahanim chasav echad omer be'or b'saroi v'chasav echad omer be'or habasar. Matzina shemaris nigoim lehakel avoloi lehachner. Ketzad yire garmoni b'besaroi lehakel nimses mekayim be'or b'saroi. Yesakusi kebenoni lahakel lahakel nimses mekayim beor habasar zev ze kebenoni garmoni vikushi kebenoni vahainu rabbi akiva. Okay, I don't really understand this. Let's see what it says over here in the chart. Let's go to the chart. Okay, let's go to the chart over here. The chart, this chart over here, number 7 is from before. That's the previous Mishnah, right? Number 7 is not this Mishnah. That was the previous Mishnah. Once upon a time, we learned that Mishnah, right? Mekorim Shatris Regal, we have to go back in Chaz or something once in a while over here. On the next page, page 12, it's been a long time. It's been a very rough week. What can I tell you? It's been really rough. It ain't over yet. You know how much work I have left to do to still type all the loose ends?
Really?
Oh, I was the whole yesterday, working on paperwork. And, you know, there's an enormous amount of follow-up that has to be done.
Really?
From any time? Yeah. Enormous amount of work. Package up the whole thing. A lot of things have to be, a lot of loose ends have to be cleared up. A lot of thank yous have to go out. Everyone has to...
picking up the stuff at the end of the day?
I came home 11 o'clock at night to clean up the whole mess, all the wires, and I didn't even finish packing them up. Equipment has to be taken in. Thank yous have to be going out to all the people who participate, all the people who help with the whole Gansach. And then after all the stats have to be collected, I have to go analyze all the stats of all the speakers out of the entire program and compare it with last year and package up in a file to have and file a record of how many people came. We should know for next year exactly how much money was spent on everything and how much money came in. It's an enormous amount of work that goes into this. The follow-up is
so
enormous.
Why do we fall on you? Shouldn't Mr. and Mrs. Mandel do this?
No, they don't do it. He does. He works full-time. He works very hard. He does. I do part of it. He does part of it. I do my end. He does his end. I take care of the internet stuff. There's a lot of follow-up has to go into this. A lot of follow-up. And it takes a long time. And the files, tardy time, they have to get, they finished, they're done, they're finished. They finished right now, today, this afternoon, they finally finished. All the audio stunk. So you know what he did? He took different audio, he synced it. All it was recorded on a recorder, a digital recorder is phenomenally good. So tardy time, they took all the 10 speeches, and he took the audio from the audio recorder, and he synced it to the video. And and it's now up online. It's now online. It's like a crisp as can possibly be. And then there was one speech that the audio recorder messed up, Ribner. For some reason, the recorder didn't work. So he went and he took special software, to incredible high-tech software to improve the audio quality of what we had online.
Wow.
So they finished, he finished his part. But I have to go get all the stats, I need a lot of stats have to be, I take screenshots, everything has to be packaged in a file. All the videos have to be downloaded because they're going to erase it. I download the videos, download this, put everything away, all the wires, how many wires we have? How many wires? I have enough wires to go around the world. We have enough wires to go around, the enormous amount of work that has to go into the follow-up. Only mile is, there's no pressure. Leading up to the event is enormous pressure. Time. Everything has to be coordinated. Now that it's over, so now I can do it, but it has to be done. And the most important thing is everyone gets their thank you. You got to give thank you to the marketing department. Thank you to the to Tarly Time people. Thank you to this guy. Thank you to that guy. People give money, cash, big money bags. Thank you so much. We couldn't, even though we say thank you to you, I said, we couldn't care less about you. You are using you as an ATM machine.
Right, I mean, I think they can realize that by now also. I mean, you know, they can realize that they didn't get, that they didn't get a $50,000 movie, they got audio, that had to be patched with.
There's a lot of stuff. Sometimes Rabban call them. They want their videos. They want audio recordings of themselves. And then it's a ganz nice. Baruch Hashem, I have nothing else. I have nothing else to do. I have nothing else to do. That's the truth.
That's his
department. I don't get one penny. I don't get one penny. In fact, I have to pay. I don't get one penny from this. Some of the rabbanim do get paid. He does pay them. If he has money, he pays them. I'm sure he gives money to some of them. I don't know how much he gives them, but he gives them something. They come from Lakewood. It costs just to drive back and forth to Lakewood. It costs $60.
Okay. Meiselman's in from Eretz Yisrael anyway, right? I'm sure that he didn't pay for his trip.
Are you kidding? He wouldn't pay for his trip. The truth is Meiselman gets more from this than because Meiselman's name is now all over the signs. He's here in America to get students, to raise money. When people see, oh, he's a big macha, his name is on the signs, it's good for him. There's no question in my mind the reason he's speaking, there's no question that he's willing to speak because he's in America to raise money. You're here to raise money and to get students. If your name is out there, okay, you're out there. Okay, you're a person. Then he'll be able to have more. It's part of a business model.
Yeah.
Okay. I can put thank yous at the end of the film. I put a credit page. Why do I put the credit page? It takes me a very long time to make the credit page of thank you to this one, that one, all the why. We played on the thing there for 2 minutes and we shut it down. For one reason only, I take a picture. I take a picture of it with the camera and I send it to all the people. You see how much color we gave you?
Really? Really, that's the only reason why you do it.
Of course. Well, who's gonna watch it? Who's gonna see it? It's there, if you want to see, you can see it. Who's gonna really see it? It's nice, it's Lashana Hababi Yerushalayim. Thank you for joining us. Special thank you to this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. Thank you, sir, for all of your money. You're just an ATM machine. If we knew your code, we would take even more. See, now I can't put this shit on.